parents, when your child is under stress of traveling or studies or assignments or many things are there, na? One of them is traveling to school. How many of your children are traveling more than 1 hour to school? Anybody else travels more than? Your school is always within 45 minutes of bus journey, school bus journey. Your child is not going to school. Going?
Dalmia.
Dalmia, okay. So it's within 45 minutes. Even if you are staying close by also, you have to go right, like this to school. But still, it is half an hour to 45 minutes. And our Gopal's Garden's condition is very unique. In Gopal's Garden, children are coming from Tardev also. Tardev is 45 kilometers. Chembur, Thane, Vasai, Mira Road. Yeah. So, majority are from Mira Road. The major chunk goes from Mira Road. And that takes about 45 minutes to 1 hour. 45 minutes, not 1 hour also. But others are coming from Tardev and Sayan and Chembur and Vasai and Shivdi, far places. And they have now made routes in such a way that they don't go into details of your gully and her gully. They'll go to some route and then people have to match up that, come and drop there. So they have now, last 5 years, they have stopped going to somebody's doorstep. They go to their route and people don't drop. And that also is all right. Usually speaking, the schooling is always close by, should be close by, usually speaking. But this school is very unique. This school is meant for many, many purposes that you want to fulfill in your child's life. That is why, if the child is very inspired and happy, na, you should not disturb the child. What you should do is, how to give him proper rest and how to plan that rest, that you should plan. Because I know when my daughter went to, we were in Vrindavan that time. I shifted from here to Vrindavan in 1990, many years back. She was only 3 year old or 3.5 year old. And she was supposed to go to a school which was about 12 kilometers distance. And Mathura Vrindavan means what? Either it is 50 degrees centigrade or it is 0 degrees centigrade. You know, it's not like temperate condition either. It's too cold sometimes or too hot sometimes. So, traveling becomes very difficult. Some season children are covered fully with coat and everything. And some they are burning in the bus. There is no air conditioned bus where heating and cooling system is there. So, because of that change, na, the child underwent a lot of psychological disturbance. And that age, even she could not express herself, what is happening to her. So, how she expressed? She was just silent. She would not speak for the whole day. Only in deep depression, child will not speak a single word. And eat only 1/4 chapati for the whole day. Can you imagine? A growing child only eating 1/4 chapati. Nothing else. No appetite, no desire, no talking, no crying, no nothing. Simply sitting. Maybe under so much of stress, we don't know. And I used to go to drop her by motorcycle to Mathura from Vrindavan. Another trouble was there. And there she had great struggle into entering the school. And then the school teacher and the supervisor and the parent all are working on the child. Please go to school. And she would cry like anything. And sometimes I have waited there for 4 hours. In case anything happens, I am there to take her home or something. But in that case, child was undergoing a stress of change of school from Bombay to Mathura. And then one time came, because of the help of the principal, who is still there now, retired. Help of the principal and principal's daughter, who was teacher in the school, her class teacher. They really worked so well with the child, and the child settled. And then became so attached to the school within 6 months' time. When we had to leave Vrindavan and come to Bombay, she was crying for why we are leaving this school. Now this is a situation where the child is under stress of change. But in your situation, the child is very happy. And very happy to even extend also. So you should encourage. And around that you work out your details about sleep and about rest and about stress of traveling or whatever takes place. You should work out around that. Because I have come to conclusion after this, all these experiences, na, that whatever child undergoes in childhood, na, it's a permanent impression on his mind. If a child undergoes a fearful situations in childhood or stressful conditions in childhood, pressured condition in childhood, then it all reflects in his personality afterwards. If there's a strict disciplined condition in the child's life, very strict, over strict condition, you know, which also creates fear and stress, all this reflects in the personality of a person. When he becomes 50 also years old, na, it reflects in his personality. I'll give a small example to you. There was a person called Mr. Suktankar. He used to always come with me in my camps. I'm talking about 1989-90. And that time our van was there, and we used to drive the van myself and go to the camps from this slum to that slum, this village to that village. And he would come every time to give registrations and everything. He was a retired government officer. And he was a kind of a psychologically compromised person. Always depression, something was there. You know what he would tell me? After no connection, he would tell me only one thing, that my uncle now, he woke me up every day by force at 5 a.m. And because of that, now I lost confidence in my life. I used to get so disturbed and deprived of sleep that emotionally also I was deprived afterwards. And time and again, without any connection of subject matter, he would just tell me, Prabhuji, you know, my uncle now has spoiled my life. Because he was so hard and so a strict disciplinarian person. Shista was so too much, you know, that he would wake me up at 5 a.m. when I was in deep sleep. He would wake me up and it would cause me great headache and I would be falling asleep. Then also I would get firing. And that way every morning I suffered. And now uncle is not there. Last 40 years uncle is not there. But this fellow is suffering of that trauma even today also. Of course he is no more now, but that time he was plus 60. I'm talking about 20 years back. But regularly he would tell me this story. So I come to understanding that childhood traumas are long lasting. They never get repaired. Like if somebody is 5 year old and he comes from school and goes to mother's lap, and that day mother is maybe fought with the husband and something, grandmother-in-law or mother-in-law has given good firing to her and she's not in a good mood and she says, go away right now, don't come to me. Suppose she says that. That impression remains with the child for whole life. That I've been ditched away or I've been kicked away by my mother. After that 51 times the mother will caress him and love him and receive him from school and everything. But that one time ka damage, na, it will always remember by the child. Always remember the child. So that is why all of us, na, when we are raising children, a boy or a girl, we have to be careful about giving such experiences to child. And whenever there is such kind of experience to a child, na, we have to go all out of the way to help the child emotionally, lovingly, counseling or whatever, support or security, whatever you want to give child, but correct it immediately. Don't just accept it. Kithi ke na, abhi child to 3 mahina roega hai na, abhi kya naya school hai, to 3 mahina to roega hai wo, baad mein sudhar jayega. Don't take it like that. 3 months is a long period of time. 1 month is a long period of time. Every day, 30 days in a month, every single day, you are made to cry at 7 o'clock in the morning, how you will feel? Huh? Suppose your husband tells you, your tea is always third class, I don't like it. And then you, 1st May you heard it, and 30th May also, that same time, same morning, he is giving gali to you and you are crying, suppose. 30 days. Is it a short period? 30 days? It's a whole life, 30 days nothing. But 30 days in a row, somebody makes you cry every morning, it's too much for you to bear emotionally. It will break down. Like that, if a child is crying every single morning for that same reason of the school, it's working on the personality of the child. And child psychology, you can always fight, argue with your husband, but the child doesn't have a word only. Doesn't want to express also. How to express what I'm going through? What I don't like and what I like, child can't express. The child feels insecure from one person in the school, but it can't spell out to you, what is that insecurity? Is he going to eat you up? Or is he going to bite you? Or is he going to beat you? Or what is he going to do? I don't know, mama, but I feel very scared of that person. These things you should take very seriously. You should never neglect it. Okay? So, child's, what our Gurudev has given guidance, very good guidance he has given. He has said that the childhood must be a very happy experience for the child. You may not give him toys which are worth thousands of rupees, or you may give him some 5 paisa worth toy. That is not determining the factor that he is happy or not. He is never going to be happy by the toys. He will demand more and more. He will demand more and more, but he will never be happy by those costly toys. He will be happy only with your love and the time that you give him. We may think that he is crying so much, I must give him that gun, then only he will become happy. But along with the gun, he wants you. Don't forget that. That gun has no value for him unless mother is not there. Whom will show the gun? And who will show that I want to play with this gun? So, working parents always think that, give him na, kya chahiye usko de do, shant rakho, let us go and work. This is what we think. But that is not the solution. You may just go and tell your fellow girlfriend, fellow friend that, abhi kya karne ka iske upar? I gave him that gun also, which is very costly. And still he is not happy. Because we fail to understand that it's not the gun which is going to make him happy. Your time is going to make him happy. And these kind of deprivations, na, you cannot, suppose for example, maybe you are thirsty, for example, and I give you roti sabji. It's a good thing. But is it going to satisfy you? No, because you are thirsty now. You want water or some drink. And I am giving you a lot of food to eat, solid food, maybe kadak buddhi ka laddu I am giving you. He says, give me water, I want water. So, it's like this. The parents are always giving him laddus and the child is thirsty. The parents think that we are giving so much. Still the child is not happy. But the child wants water, he is thirsty. Like that, child wants you. And you think, I have given toys, I have given everything. Abhi mobile bhi diya usko, abhi maine wo bhi diya, is remote ka banga, gaadi bhi lake diya usko. But we fail to understand that the child needs time from you. Appreciation from you. Thank you from you, or good from you, or pat from you. You know, oh, very good, wow, wonderful, like that. And especially when the child doesn't do well in the school, the only shelter the child has is you. Because all the world is now either scolding him, or looking down upon him, or something which is unpleasant. And then he comes home, and the father and mother do the same thing what everybody in the world has done. So then he feels ki I am totally helpless. Nobody is there to support me. Where do I go? So these are very sensitive points, you know, which you have to take always care of. And this doesn't apply only to small children, it applies to big children also. My brother has become a failure because of this. My brother, it was said in my school that in our family, he is the topmost intelligent, he will become scientist. And nobody expected me to stand in ranks. But they all wanted and thought that he will be in the Maharashtra ranks. But you know how he was mismanaged? That 11th May or somewhere at some class, he got TB. Due to some reason, he got TB. And TB means we always are tired, exhausted, under medication. So sleeping, sleeping and sleeping to heal. And because of his sleeping, he was misunderstood to be a lazy person. And everybody scolded him. All the brothers and parents scolded him constantly. So poor fellow lost confidence only. And then he went to diploma in something. So udhar usko maths jamta hi nahi hai. Such an intelligent boy. Bolta ki maths mere ko jamta hi nahi. To chhod diya. Then he went to BSc. BSc physics wagera jamta hi nahi. Chhod diya. Then went to BCom and became BCom graduate. And became a bank clerk afterwards. Now he's an officer and everything. But I was thinking that he will become scientist actually. So intelligent he was, you know. Everybody was having such hopes from him. Why? Because at a point of juncture in life where he needed support, na, he didn't get the support. So what happened in the result? He lost all confidence only. He was always standing first in the school. He started failing one after another. It was a big disaster. Ye chhod diya, wo chhod diya, wo chhod diya. You cannot do that. Na. Ye course le liya, chhod diya. Wo course le liya, chhod diya. For an intelligent boy, it's a very big disaster to take up the diploma course and leave it, and then take it BCom and leave it, and then take it BCom, then BSc. This is too many transactions. So he lost time, lost years, and more than lost time and years, he lost confidence in life. So his stammering increased. Everywhere he was like fumbling in talking also. So that is the most important role, is parents' role in that. The whole world is ditching you. You have to give support. Not that ki, okay, very good, very good. You failed, no problem. Next year you can go any exam. Not like that. But child should feel that I made a mistake and my mother is with me. I can stand up again. It's very important. You have some experiences, you know, when your children were, somebody was disturbing them in society. So, like my father sometime, what he would do? Generally, children fight, no? Children fight always. And this, what is their big thing? Children always will fight. But the parents get into this and then it becomes a big thing. Okay. So, at one time, whenever we would have fight, whether we are right or wrong, we will always get a scolding in the house. Tu tithe gelas ka adi. First thing. But I went to play, he also went to play. And his parents will always fight from his side, although he's wrong or right. My parents will always scold me, even if I'm wrong or right. So next time, now any fight or anything, na, we lost confidence only. But we know that we are going to padne wale. So we lost confidence only. To be right also, we don't have confidence. Because even if I'm right, who's going to hear it? मुझे तो फटका ही पड़ने वाला है, whether you are right or wrong. मुझे भांडण केलस का, first of all. You must be wrong because you entered into a fight. But it's not always true. So that was in my mind, always in my childhood. So when my daughter grew up, you know what I told her? कुछ भी होगा ना, मार के आने का पहले. फिर मैं देखूंगा क्या करना है. I may have given wrong guidance, but my guidance has root in my childhood. Remember that. I felt ki I was deprived of that support when I was right. So I want my daughter to be fully supported. Even if you are wrong, I will deal with you in the house. But in public, I will be with you. I will not let you down in front of so many mothers and fathers when you are right or wrong, whatever. So it's like, you know, so children lose confidence, then they cannot stand up and make their point up to people. And we tell many times, because we are distressed now, kya re, itna kaam mein takleef hai, itna loan hai, itna ye kya hai naya takleef. So that way how you handle it. We don't go as a, what is right or wrong, we don't see that, because we are already distressed. I have loan and I have job and I have come just now, today office day was very bad. And then plus this child is now fighting and that lady is now again come to fight with me. So we'll beat my child first. Because of you, you know, you people are all useless people. You don't understand how parents are working hard for you. You only add their difficulties. This is how we deal with it. But it is not correct. It may damage the child for whole life. Please understand this. Why a 40-year-old man and 50-year-old man and 55-year-old man is thumb-sucking still? I know people who in the night, they put their thumb in the mouth and they sleep. Married, having elder children, next to wife, they are sitting with thumb in the mouth. Why? Insecurity. Thumb sucking is what? When you don't get mother's milk, you suck the thumb, right? When you deprive, you want your mother's breast, but you are not having mother with you, mother is somewhere else. So you start sucking your thumb and you feel satisfied. So that you try to match up your emotional deprivation with that experience. So then you get used to it. So that person, whenever he gets stressed, na, suppose company mein kidhar jhagda ho gaya, kuch boss ne jhaad diya, turant wo jaake bathroom mein jaake thumb sucking karke aayega thodi der ke liye, just to pacify himself. This is how it is. All the bad experiences of childhood, they are there in your life, all your life. Childhood impressions are not to be erased. At the same time, a child is very happy, very pleasant experience with grandma, grandpa, and chutti ka village visits, and chutti ka tours, and mama, papa playing with you. That is an experience. And that carries on in your life. And you want to give the same thing to your child also, because you have got the same thing from your parents. It's like that. And we think we are doing everything for good for child only. No parents are thinking ever that they want to do anything bad to child. But by the way, out of ignorance, they are always doing something bad to child without any knowledge also. Because they are not trained or they are not thoughtful about it. Simple thing, you know, to take out some food material from teeth by safety pin. How many of you do that? Take out immediately from here, bangle say, safety pin, nikal nikal, and turant you start taking out things from teeth. How many of you do that? Tell me honestly. Many people do that, many ladies do that. And I have found out that their mothers are doing the same thing. That's why they do the same thing. Because they feel that toothpick or toothbrush is not taking it out, so they have easy access to safety pin, and they will always keep doing it. After every meals, they will keep on taking out and taking out it only this much, with this only this it comes out. It's the only thing is because the parents have done it, so they are doing it. And their children also will keep doing it. So you don't know, knowingly, unknowingly, how many good or bad habits you give to your children. That's why I always say, it's not what you speak is more important, what you do is more important. Because your action speaks millions of times more louder than what you speak. So you may say something, but what you do is preaching the child so much, you know. So when the child is very happy, na, you work around that happiness. But if at all you do, you tell your child, na, ki, okay, Gopal's garden, now stop, now you have to go to this school. Child will go in depression, please understand. Child will go in depression and you'll have tough time to manage the child. Right? Because you'll be unhappy. For children, na, school, their environment, their playground mates, their building mates, their classmates are very important. If you tell a child, if you tell a parent, ki, your child na, is little psychologically behind, so it will be good for the child to repeat the class and he'll do well. It's a very good clinical psychological advice you can give to child, to parents, ki, you know, for long run, he'll do very good if he is put in the same class again, and then he will be, in that class he'll do better because he'll be senior in that class and he can perform always better. You tell the child that you leave, stay in the same class, it's too difficult thing for him to accept. All my friends are going to be in next class and I will be in the same class. It's very difficult. So we advise such advices to children who are too small in the class. Not after 5th standard. Not after 4th standard. They are grown up now. They don't want to lose their friends. Or they don't want to feel lowly, lower compared to their friends. If it's very small, nursery, etc. If you diagnose that point, he is a slow learner, or is some dyslexic, or this whatever child is, learning disability, LD child, then you can do that much early only, before he comes to realize who are his friends and what his environment is. But later on, it becomes traumatic to child. So for you, you have done a very good decision for child's future. But from child's point of view, it's a disaster to face the situation like that. Everybody is going to ask him, "Kare, fail zalas ka tu?" He's not failed, but he has been told to stay in the same class. But questions will be asked him, "You failed zala ka tu?" Even other parents will ask him, "Tu mulka failed zala ka?" So, for child, it is a very damaging situation. So you work around your child. It is better. And child, you see, it is always said, na, ki, it's so easy to give birth to child. I mean, that is not easy these days. Caesareans and many complications take place. In the old age, to kya, dhanadhan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. One after another, every year they will deliver. No hue and cry, nothing. No, even not even, aisa kuch event nahi hai wo, kya, my wife is about to deliver now. Father goes to shop and comes home and then, oh yeah, mother delivered. So, mother is okay, fine, thank you. Everything is so cool about it. It's not eventful, eventually, oh. Today's one delivery, only one in life, you know. It's the only delivery you're going to go through. So, it's like a pre-delivery planning, delivery planning, post-delivery planning, and post-post-delivery planning is like, it's a big project in the house. Husband takes maybe paternal leave. In America, you know, there's paternal leave. Granted, official paternal leave in America. Because it's an event. The husband has to be next to the wife, you know, patting and talking and honey, honey, till she delivers. Then he gives honey in their mouth. So, okay, now I'm happy. It's like that. But so what I'm saying is, all your behavior matters to your child's growth. So anything else?
Do we need to teach our children and household works, like cooking and all?
You should always teach them.
Boys.
Boys also. because it's very
my
who's are not doing? Tell them you should be special, you should not be ordinary. What is the problem? You should not be ordinary, you ought to be extraordinary. Why you do everything what your friends do? You should do something else what your friends don't do. You are encouraged like that only. In my class nobody knew cooking. In the school and in college also. I was the only one who knew cooking. Because my situations at home demanded that I should have to learn. My grandma died and then so all those things happened and I had to learn. It helped me so much in my life. So much it helped me in life. In my service in Hare Krishna, in the camps, wherever, I was always cooking for everybody. Not to speak of normal camps. I went to Rapur. In Rapur, aftershocks were coming. It's not a normal situation of camps. Rapur was a very unique experience. So in Rapur, when the aftershocks were coming, earthquakes, that time suddenly Ekadashi came in between. And nobody had thought, Ekadashi bit me aa sakti hai, toh kya karenge? So they had all grains and everything. And there's nothing for Ekadashi. So then that time, because I knew cooking, I myself went in kitchen and cooked for 100 people. And fed everybody Ekadashi food. If I did not know, I couldn't have done that service. And they would have just fasted with no food only. And then, so I felt good, I learned cooking. At least something I could cook for them. Not maybe a feast of Ekadashi, but something I cook for them. And then all those camps which we did for so many years, every day, every 15 days I was cooking for 200 people. Then one day I cooked for 500 people. Then one day I cooked for 1,000 people maximum. In the festival, in the camp, festival in the campsite. So there I remember I engaged Mr. Mafatlal in cutting vegetables. I taught him what is a grain, what is a wheat, what is a rice. He had never seen in life. So we had introduced him to various grains, how they look like before cooking. And then poor fellow was, he brought us to Palghar in his, that time, Impala car. Impala car was like big car. In that he had carried vegetables and dosa atta, and half the atta had swelled up and spread in the dikki. And then we cleaned the dikki and then he cut the vegetables. And when I was cooking, he was giving me one after another things, and we were cooking in the Janmashtami festival. All was useful because I learned it. So making them self-dependent. Also, when I went to Saudi Arabia, I was alone there. I couldn't have eaten outside. So because I knew cooking, I could cook for 2.5 years. Whatever I wanted, I could cook nicely, enjoyed myself without breaking my any principle that I had to eat this, I had to eat that. It was always useful. So cooking is a very beautiful activity. It will always encourage. And when they cook, always appreciate them. Don't tell them, what are you doing? You don't have to make it so much. Don't say that. Say, okay, fine. It will become better next time. Girls and boys, equally, you should train them into household work. Because if you don't know how to clean bathroom, then you become completely disastrous when servant doesn't come. And if you know how to clean bathroom, it is always good. There's nothing wrong in cleaning bathroom and cleaning basin and cleaning the shelves and clearing the house when wife is sick or servant is not there. Should do it nicely.
Recently, I came to know that there are people who come to clean the bathroom. I didn't know that. I just came to know 1 year back.
What is that?
Outside, people come for cleaning of bathroom and
toilets. Yes.
I didn't know that.
We all should be trained in all these things. One thing is pampering your child too much and one thing is scolding them too much. Both are bad for children. Either we pamper them too much, so much then they spoil them completely. Or we scold them so much, they also spoil them too much completely. And when 10 children come, it's very easy to find out one who is a pampered child. 10 children come to you for children's party. It is very easy for you to, you know, how to be educated for that. You can immediately make out this child is pampered, too much pampered. The way you can diagnose, others can diagnose your children also. They are pampered or scolded. And no one dares to tell you, your son is too much pampered by you. Because you can never take it. So no parents can take it humbly. So they will only tell other mothers, not but you. Because you are not prepared to accept that your child is too pampered by you. Or too much spoiled by you. So it is too much different for you, na? Too much ego clash for you. What? My child? What do you mean by this? But it does happen. So there has to be balance, na? Like I remember my... I'm telling you honestly, what my experiences are. My father had a shop, na? Shop. And where we would make everything into pudi and sell. Like, you know, supari. So 25 paise ka supari ka, we make 50 pudis and keep it ready. So when customer comes, you have to immediately give them. Not start making a pudi at that time. So that was our shop and we were all trained into that. And specifically I learned from my father how to make a very attractive pudi. Okay? It was my goal, that my desire, that I should please my father. So he was very good in making the pudis. They were all equally looking same. They were lined up same nicely. They would look very nice in the shelf and everything. So I thought, okay, I should also learn this. So my father will be very happy. Now see, huh? With great effort in my shop, after many months maybe, I learned exactly how to make a proper pudi, which is equally looking for all. If 25 paise ka, if I want to make a pudi, all 25 paise ka pudi will look same. That was, it should be good. So I learned that. And I showed my father, see, my pudis. My father never appreciated me. And till today I feel very bad. He didn't even say once, very good, very good. Maybe he was too busy and too stressed with financial difficulties. But as a child, I needed that thank you or good from my father. Nothing great offense that he did, he never said. But as a child, it was my emotional requirement. He said, good, good, huh? Good. Beta, you have done very nice pudi, you have done. एक लाइन से मेरा बात बन जाता था बट दैट दैट लाइन नेवर केम और फॉर एग्जाम्पल वेन आई वॉज मेकिंग मे बी से आई एम शेयरिंग माई हार्ट टू यू प्लीज डोंट मिसअंडरस्टैंड मी बट हाउ डज इट मैटर फॉर मेनी मेनी ईयर्स ऑफ लाइफ टू यू आई एम एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट टू यू नाउ आई हैव माई चिल्ड्रन हु आर ऑफ दैट एज नाउ बट फॉर एग्जाम्पल माई ग्रैंडमा डाइड शी वॉज मेकिंग 80 चपातीज पर डे वन टाइम हाँ Because we had 7 children and then grandma and papa, mummy. So there were 10 people at home. And everybody was like, you know, well hefty, going to gymnasium. So they had good appetite and everything. It was great fun to eat nicely. So 80 chapatis at one time we were requiring. Morning and 80 in the evening. Suddenly grandma one day died after heart attack. And I was 10 year old, you know. Now my mummy is from also same village, but mummy was mostly was in village only. So in my village nobody makes chapatis, only rice people, na. But my grandma had come to Bombay much earlier and she learnt, and so she was the only chapati maker in the house and nobody else knew chapati making. So when she died, there was a crisis. No chapatis. And my sister, who could have made chapatis, she would go to morning school at 7 o'clock. So now who will make chapatis? So when Dudhwali Bhai used to come to give milk in the house. So she taught me how to make chapatis. Because my mother doesn't know, so she can't teach me. So that Dudhwali lady would drop milk in the house and then teach me. And she taught me chapatis. And from 5th standard to 10th standard, I was making every day 80 chapatis. Every single day, I would study till 10:30. 10:30, I will make the atta for 80 chapatis myself, because I was young and strong, so I could make the dough. And my mother was not so young. So atta banane ka pehle, कितना अमाउंट लगता रहेगा 2 किलो लगता रहेगा ना एक टाइम पे 80 किलो चपाती मतलब ह्यूज अमाउंट आई रिमेंबर दैट परात वाज सो बिग एंड आई वाज टू रोल द आटा एंड ऑल एंड देन सिटिंग आई विल रोल ऑल चपातीज एंड बाय द टाइम इट विल बी 12 o'clock गो वॉश हैंड्स ईट लंच एंड गो टू स्कूल एंड कम फ्रॉम स्कूल 6 o'clock वॉश हैंड्स एंड गो टू इमीडिएटली ब्रदर्स डिस्पेंसरी एज अ कंपाउंडर एंड देन क्लीन द दवाखाना स्वीप द दवाखाना Wash the syringe and sterilize it and keep everything ready, and then patient will come, then make mixture and make dosage and explain everybody till 11:30 in the night, and then come home and then sleep. Again morning study and then chapati and go to school. This was everyday business. But I always felt, na, my mother never said thank you to me. I always felt that. And now she's become so old that she doesn't even remember that I already made chapatis. She lost memory, na. So one day we were discussing, she doesn't even remember also when you made chapatis, she's saying, asking me. Now she's old. But that time I always thought ke my mummy will say, thank you beta, you helped me so much. Now, I am telling you at the 50 years of age, I am telling you this. Because this is my childhood deprivation, which is there in my mind, you know. So important these things are, small things. And we sometimes, I mean, my mother had 8 children and I'm sure she must be having so much of tension. Isko ye ho raha hai, usko ye hai, usko kapda dana hai, usko shoes nahi hai, usko, and cooking. And along with that, she had to cook rice for all 10 people and sabji for 10 people. And she had her own course to do, own tensions to do, own stresses for herself. So she must have forgotten to say thank you. But I mean, that's all justified. But things still matter. Even if it's justified or not justified. You know, you may be a widow, for example. So you don't have a husband only, so much of pressure is there. So you may not do so many things. But for the child, everything matters. Everything works on him. Good or bad, both. That's why when we become mothers or fathers, na, we have to be very, very careful. Nowadays, at least we don't have 8 children. Na, to have 8 psychologists to handle and 8 mastis to handle and 8 jhagadas to handle. You don't have any tension of that sort. The major tension in the house was that which of the pair in the house will fight today? Number 3 will fight with number 5 or number 1 will fight with number 3? This is the usual, you know, there are many akhadas in the house, not one akhada. If there are 2 are there, only 1 akhada is there, 2 are only fighting. But there are 7, then number 1 will fight with 3, number 2 will fight with 4, and number 5 will 7, and 6 with 7, and 7 with 8. So many things. Then you are big, no, why are you fighting with this person? Then there are so many things happening. So there were so many stresses. But today at least you have 1 or 2, na? So all the time you should actually think about it. And think. She has 3. So there are 2 pairs. There are 2 or 3 pairs.
So we have 3 akadas.
So you come to a full satisfaction in life. Ki, I don't want to anymore. My plate is full. It's enough, nicely. Yeah. But in our Krishna conscious culture, na, we all should know one thing, that we encourage having children. Na? I mean, practically we tell you, okay, now you don't do anything, but somebody gets more by whatever will of the Lord, we encourage that child. Because what we think is that, okay, one more child will become now God conscious through your grace. By coming in your family, family is already God conscious, so by coming one more child, that child also will get God consciousness. So one more child will be delivered from this world, from world of suffering. So that is the mood. So in Juhu temple, if you go, there are some devotees who have 6 children. There are some devotees who have 8 children also. Even today's age also. But they have a very happy family. They have nice Krishna conscious kirtans and group activities. They all do together. Na? Everything, deity worship, cooking, festivals. And they all do together. They don't have to outsource anything. They have people at home only. So somebody will do garland, somebody will do cooking, somebody will do chappan, bhoga. Sab kuch maje se karte ho. Because they have a very clear purpose. Ki apko kya karna hai. They have farms, some people, they go to milk cows and they clean the cows and they do cow dung cakes. There's one family in Badlapur who are having 8 children and they have dairy farm business. They have cows and they have land and they sell the milk products, cottage cheese and ghee and butter and all those things, you know. So they all are engaged in that, very happily, naturally engaged. So we do not look down upon people who have more children. We look up to them. That they are giving them God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Which is the purpose of creating children. Huh? Not to just have one child for my own toy sake. I want to have one toy. I wanted to have 2, but I had 1 toy only. It's not like that. The toy is meant to be shaped and offered to God as our gift to God. That He has given one gift to us, we offer Him another gift of devotion to Him. So, anybody has any other question?
They are only telling him, you don't come to play with us because you are small. You go and play with them. So he is always telling me also and to them also, me are the big Zhanai. So I want to play with you only. So in this situation, I sometimes realize that what should I tell to him if he is big or he is small. Because always
do you play with him?
Yes, sir. Always after reaching home, by 5 o'clock we will go in the garden and 7 o'clock we will be at home.
But you play with him for 2 hours? Very good. Very good. You must play with the child. I could not do that, but you should do that. You actually talk to those children who are elderly and tell them ki he wants to play with you only. Please accept him as one of your colleague.
Sir, they are very much big, sir. They are 7, 8 years old. They are their own games to play. And he is going between and he is disturbing them.
So what do you have to say?
I have to add in this because since we stay in warden quarters, we stay in medical boys hostel. So me and my mother-in-law, apart from both ladies, we have 150. Medical students in our whole hostel. So my son is
same building, by the way.
Same building. My son is 6 years old and he has friends who are, you know, already married or they must be PG going. Whenever they have cricket in our Mega Boys hostel, he goes. He's like, hey, there are chuck, bad ball. It's that is why what we don't tell the students. I mean, he goes, I'm going to play with you, sir. मेरे पास बॉल बैट अलाउ किया तो अरे अच्छा है फ्री में सब मिलता है ले क्या तो दे प्ले अभी
बस यही का नाम सो गो एंड टॉक टू देम
बट देयर आर टाइम्स सो देयर आर आल्सो इंक्लूडिंग हिम बट समटाइम्स देयर गेम इज इन लाइक फॉर्म दे वांट टू जस्ट दे आर शिफ्टिंग द टू लाइक
देन यू प्ले विद द चाइल्ड
यस
देन यू प्ले विद द चाइल्ड इज दिस आई हैव 3 ईयर ओल्ड चिल्ड्रन विद हिम इन सोसाइटी
ही हैज द फ्रेंड्स बट स्टिल ही वांट्स टू बी विद देम And the means the three on his age there is nobody. They all are 4 or 5 years. But sometimes
I think that in that case now if the elder children don't listen and they want to play themselves only, then you have to make up. Then you have to make up that need of child. That at least mummy is playing. If not, they are not accepting me, then at least mummy is there to play with. But it will be a matter of only 6-7 months only. Once he will become 4 years old, he will become more mature.
And then when he wants to open the door, he is big. Cook, he is big. When I am in my chapati, he is becoming big. He will also make chapati with me. So it's like that.
It's good actually. It's good. It's taking interest. It's good. But you speak to the children who are elderly and just tell them, please take him. Well, at least some games you can take him, not all games. At least some games you can take him. Other games I will play with him. You can do like that. But being there 2 hours in the garden situation is very important. For that, you should not come back home. Because now there is no mummy and no other children taking me. So I come back home sad. That should not be taking place. That should not take place.
Maybe those elder children may be more loving with him. Maybe. Because in my case now, my younger one is 7-8 years. And elder one is 24. So, unka shamta hai. Beech wale ke sath idhar se wo akhada. He is 17-18 Vishwarup.
Because Pratik has a parental affection for him. So likes it. And he is equal affection, so equal much hada. So doesn't like him.
Pratik tells him sir to do this, do that, he'll do. But if Vishwarup nahi, jara bhi nahi, he'll not listen.
Because the bhav is different, na? That elder son is as like a half parent only talking to him. Lovingly. He also has a loving affection to him. So. And the younger person is competitive with him. So it's like that only. In my house it is a good advantage for me because my daughter is second mother to my second daughter. I don't know, it somehow happened by Lord's arrangement. Now it is so helpful, otherwise it would have been so difficult. But she is like half mother. Both are mothers only. One is for the namesake sister, but she is mother only. So any other question is there? Anybody has? What I want to stress upon all of you, don't take small things lightly of the children. They make a big difference in children's life and up to the old age, mother, father, all of you will die, but the child will have same mental deficiencies. So, at one time my father, what he did is, I'll tell you, that also is a very wonderful example. Of course, I don't know how exemplary is this, but you hear the story in a neutral way. One teacher was there, he was a PT teacher, PT. And he was quite tough because he was PT teacher anyway. And his famous activity was he always would beat people. In those days, corporal beating was very rampant. Nowadays, corporal beating is not there. Corporal beating means physically beating the child is nowadays not practical so much. Now they are not allowed to beat the children. But in our times, you know, it's like right, left and center. Anything happens and one person does it, whole the class will get. It's a bamboo chadi with nice guard in that. Knot. Big knot in front. It would hit really, no? And Obi on this side of the hand, they would be getting. So, one time my brother, while doing PT, suddenly he had a habit of saying, Allah! Like that he said something, you know. So teacher got angry and he just gave him, right, thar, 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 he gave him. So I don't know what my brother felt. He was about 7 years older to me and I was very small, he was in 7th standard. But he felt very insulted, you know, he got beating in front of all the class. Sab log line mein khade hain, PT class mein, and one person gets beating, it's like, oh, insulting for you. So what did he know? Instead of feeling bad and sorry, he just left that PT class on the ground and straight walked home, and from there he went to shop of my mother. Father was about to close his shop for afternoon time. He was straight, 15 minutes he walked, straight to shop, and he was crying. So he went and father told, my teacher beat me the way he described, the way he beat me. Father got very angry because the way he has beaten his son. Shop closed earlier today. Closed the shop and see the bachche ko leke father entered the school. And he said, where is the teacher? So as soon as news came na ki, are Prakash che vadil aalet, tala ghevun, teacher ran away. So my father went to principal's office and he said, and I understand that you have to punish the child and reprimand the child and discipline the child, fine, but this is not the way to discipline the child. This is not the way you hit the child. So because this is Vidya Mandir, I am standing here respectfully, but tell your teacher, if he has guts, meet me outside the gate. And teacher never confronted my father ever after that. And I became also his PT student. He never touched me. I had the advantage of the situation, you know. That event helped us. Not only helped me, the next brother also it helped, and to me also it helped. That teacher never had to do anything with these two other children and that child also. Now what does this event tell you? That this event has created confidence in children's heart, you know, ki kuch ho gaya na, pitaji aa jayenge. See, this is so important. Matlab, I will feel main dar jaunga agar if I am guilty. Maine koi masti kiya hai to mere ko dar lagna chahiye aur lagega bhi. But if I am not wrong and somebody bullies me in the school, then I have confidence that my father will come. That much is enough. Father doesn't have to beat the student or beat the elders, class student or the teacher. There's no need to have maramari. But the action of father has created confidence that I will be supported. By the way, my brother told me afterwards, brother bhi bahut shana tha na. Brother ne kya bola mal mein? Ki all the way from the school to the shop, I just scrubbed my cheek and made it red enough to agitate my father. Maine aisa gaal ko ragda na jaate waqt ki jaate waqt pahunche to bahut laal ho gaya tha. Wo dekh ke father ekdam bhadak gaya. Father, ab bhi chalenge school. So sab hota hai childhood mein, you know, everything is fun, but children need to be supported. That much I want to tell you. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.